Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
He lived at that point in McLean, Virginia, and they would summer in New Jersey, and he didn't come back in time for football practice. He blew it off, so he never made varsity. But he was athletic, yeah. And
seems to be a pattern.
Now, his father was the one...
Yeah.
You having fun today?
I'm on fire.
You
I don't
are.
Know what to tell you. I speak from my own personal experience that I will never forget it. I could never forget that moment, ever. How about you, fellas?
I was anticlimactic, especially for the person I was with, I remember.
Yeah, I ditto what Oscar said.
Yeah.
But I do remember it.
Mine was run home
yeah,
and scream.
We know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know.
It was
and,
like,
and
it was
you
like
hate
the cider house rules and some barn.
We hate to point to that house when we drive by it in Maine. We've all seen it.
Yeah, you guys lucky. Remember, too. That's kind of creepy.
She was an artist, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's move
Maybe
on.
Like your French girls.
Please. List your favorite celebrities, and I will clear my throat
okay.
when you nail it.
All right. Pete Rose.
Stop it. Behave.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, Oatmeal, Texas, Micro, North Carolina, Logan, Ohio, Stillwater, Oklahoma, Tucumcari, New Mexico. Jesus, Mike, can you ever get through the cities? Can you ever just do it? Via de Merlot.
Hey.
San Luis, Argentina. The home of the World Cup champions.
Yes.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. Yay. I love the World Cup. I can't wait for another.
Did you pick the Premier League?
Yes,
team?
They came in. The hats came in yesterday. I should have worn it on the show. My hat would say LFP.
Oh,
Liverpool.
Any guesses? Very good.
Thank you.
Good job.
I thought you were going to be an Arsenal guy.
From the non-sports guy, he picked it up right
the
away.
Beatles guy. Beatles
we talked
guy.
About
yeah,
this.
We did. I recommended it because of that.
But also, the motto is YNWA.
You never want anything.
Think about it. It's another thing you love.
Mm.
It's
alcohol?
Another thing you let know. It's something you love in the category of the Beatles. In the category YNWA.
You're not.
All right, I'll walk you through.
Okay,
it's
please.
On the back of the hat, by the
okay,
way.
Okay, all right.
I'm sorry I didn't bring the hat in. I'll bring it in tomorrow. YN.
Yes.
WA. For and think in terms of
lyrics.
You have yes, very good.
Okay. Is
and
it you?
You have probably 3-4 maybe icons, people that you revere
sure.
in show business, and that pertains to one of them.
So is the first Y is
this
it,
is fun. I love when we
you?
Play a puzzle game.
Is the first Y you?
No.
Okay.
It's a variation of it.
Y'all. Use.
Is it ye all?
Your.
Is there a ye?
It's your.
Is there a ye?
No, but Oscar was actually
ye.
Close a minute ago.
With what? What did you say?
It's old English. Ye.
Ye.
Not
ye. Now you can ask questions since you're not
okay.
you're not getting it quickly.
Ye. Okay.
You got Liverpool Football Club quickly.
Yeah,
so
I did.
You get
okay.
For that one.
So is it a technically a Beatles lyric or is it?
No.
A, no. Okay.
It has nothing to do with
it's
the
just,
Beatles.
It's
okay.
Just, it's Anglo.
Okay. And it's YN.
It's not Anglo.
It's a white man
either.
Thing.
It, well, perhaps.
You need. Ye need. Right? Ye
no.
need. Is it ye?
No, you is not. And, it's a variation of you.
I'm just going to look it up and let him suffer.
Okay, if it's a variation of it, and it's not ye or yay, is it about Kanye?
No.
No. Ye,
how
your...
many? First of all, first
you don't
of
love
all,
that
I'll
much.
Cough. I'll clear my throat when you list
oh,
your,
this is
your
so,
favorite.
So clear. I just saw it. I don't want to ruin
list,
it.
List your favorite celebrities, and I will clear my throat
okay.
when you nail it.
All right, Pete Rose.
Stop it. Behave. Do not do okay. this.
I would say the Beatles as a whole. So Paul McCartney.
Stop. I have a delayed laugh from some of your silly, stupid jokes.
Okay.
That was funny. Pete Rose.
Pete Rose.
Pete Rose.
Disgraced Hall of Famer, Pete Rose.
Yes. Who you've hated for years.
Okay.
I have to turn my camera down.
Okay. Paul McCartney.
Hi.
John Lennon.
No, don't. You have to mention every Beatle.
Okay. So the Beatles.
Let go no. of the Beatles.
Elvis deal. Presley.
Ah, ha, ha.
No.
No.
And it's Liverpool. So
can I give him?
You might ruin it.
I will ruin many things.
It doesn't
go
have
ahead,
to do with a Liverpool.
I'll let you try.
Yes. Hold it before
no,
you,
it
before
has nothing
clues.
To do with Liverpool.
Okay. All right.
You had it earlier. You said, what is it? And you had it. You had a what type of thing it is. YNWA. That's you said. Are they?
You never said, never win again. You never win
word.
Always. Win always. You need to win always.
Wrong. Oscar, do you want to give him a hint?
Well, I'll just give him the first two. He got the first two words.
Don't give him words. You're
no,
not. That's
no,
not a
see,
hint. If you're giving him.
I told
words.
You I ruin it.
You don't ruin it. I'm
he
not.
He ruins everything.
Arsenal. You've got the second word.
Never.
Yeah. Now okay. Go through your celebrities again.
Okay, Paul.
No, get off the goddamn
well,
Beatles.
Well, you keep saying my
I've just said to you it's not the Beatles. Pay attention.
Elvis
this
Presley?
No, you already said that,
okay,
and I said
you didn't
no.
clear your throat. Okay, very good.
I forget the throat clearing. I'll tell you if you get the right celebrity.
All right, here's a question.
These are your favorites. They're like five.
Is it a British celebrity?
No,
it's not a celebrity. Okay. Never. Why? Never. Never. Ye, never. You, never. And you said the first is a variant on you.
Yes.
So it's use, never?
You. Use is slang.
Use, okay. Guys.
Use. Where are we? In Philadelphia?
But it's a variant. I mean, it did fall
no,
under the
clue. No, it's not a variant. It's a bad slang. Okay. Use is not a variant of you.
You're never.
No.
I got it. Jerry what? Lewis, you never walk alone.
You'll never walk
You'll
alone.
You'll never walk alone.
That's why it was a variant.
Okay.
Yes,
that's why
you.
I made
very
sense.
Good.
Okay. Very
Bravo.
Good.
The
thank
things you.
You
love.
I would have played the fanfare, but you didn't deserve it.
No.
So Arsenal's,
that's it.
Arsenal's
that's
motto
their,
is, let me just throw that out there. Victory through harmony.
Ah, cool that these soccer teams
yeah.
have these slogans.
I
You'll
think
never
Arsenal's
walk alone.
What's
their...
the motto for the Washington Diplomats?
No
please buy a ticket. TBAT. Tutty.
Tutty.
Oh, I did get Tutty. I did get some feedback from my daughter's boyfriend about the mascot of Tutty.
No, what'd he say?
He said he doesn't mind the costume. He says the performing is bad.
Oh, no.
Oh,
he's
well,
lost all credibility with us.
How much performing has we? He doesn't mind the costume.
The costumes. This man wore a flamingo suit.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, to be fair, he's a man
and
riding
have we seen
a flamingo.
The real guy? Have we
Tutty's
seen the
out.
Person in the... Is Tutty...
Yeah, he's out.
Out of the closet.
He's just out. What is
Tutty's gay.
Technically gender fluid. But no, I mean, that's...
No.
It's with the times.
He's the thing that bothered him
Bend
most...
Bend over, Tutty. We want to see what's going on down there.
The thing that bothered him most... That's not a curly tail. The thing that bothered him most was that when Tutty turns his head, you can see a human neck...
Oh,
under the costume.
Tell him to
That's
tell him
no,
to,
the mic. You know what?
Yeah.
He doesn't tell you how to do a radio show. He
yeah,
just said
right.
it's sloppy mascot.
Maybe this is why he's in Richmond.
Well, maybe. Mm. But
yeah, does he aspire to climb the ranks and someday be like the Philly Fanatic or something like that?
I think it's a stepping stone towards what he wants to be. I think he wants to be
a front office guy, right?
Yeah, an yeah. office guy, sports marketing
in sports.
Guy. Yes, but also he's aspiring to get to law school, which I think is very
good
cool.
For him.
So.
Could you share this with him since he's still
yeah.
a young man
yeah.
pursuing his education? I'd like to impart the words of Coach Ray Nicoletta from Glastonbury High School.
Yes.
To what's his first name again?
Jack.
Jack? That's five clicks, Jackson. I'm sorry. I will always spontaneously
yes.
quote sideways. I can't help myself because I love it so much. Ray Nicoletta, coach of the Glastonbury football Tomahawks.
Yes.
Keep a boy in sports and keep him out of courts.
Amen, brother.
Mm. Yeah. I have adhered to that with my son. He is very sports active, and I'm looking forward to
it. That's where my father blew it.
Yeah, well, you know, your
I've
dad,
spent limited time in court, though. Very
do
limited.
Do you think if your father
yes.
and I didn't know we were going to go in this direction, but mm-hmm. that's what makes a good show. Do you think your dad, who was a jock?
Yep.
And was he a real jock or did he just play basketball?
Well, actually, my dad played basketball and some football, but it got in the way of his surfing because he had to come back early from the from summer to participate in practices, so he blew it off.
Because the Eastern Shore is known for surfing.
Well, he was a surfer. Yes. Yeah.
But he wasn't riding.
What, on the Eastern Shore of Maryland?
No, in New Jersey, up in Seaside Park.
Oh, the Jersey Shore?
Yeah, the surfing is decent.
I never heard anybody say we're going.
There's surfing and then there's F off surfing.
Yeah.
Well, right? Maybe it's F off surfing then. But he still loves it.
He was surfing.
He was surfing
vaginas.
Stop it.
Exactly. How dare you?
Oh, excuse me.
It makes total sense.
No,
he wouldn't come back and go to school.
He would get up early when the beaches were empty. He wasn't doing it to surf vagina. He was actually surfing.
Enough, I've said it.
So I don't think that. I think he just loved to surf.
That's your dad forgot.
To this day, he still has a few surfboards.
Did he stop going to football practice?
Well, he wouldn't. They would. He lived at that point in McLean, Virginia, and they would summer in New Jersey, and he didn't come back in time for football practice. He blew it off, so he never made varsity.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he was athletic. Yeah. And
seems to be a pattern.
Now, his father was the one.
Yeah.
You having fun today?
I'm on fire. I don't know what to tell you.
Mike, we're going to have a great second segment. He's going to try to button that jacket. Stay tuned.
Why is the apple that falls so close to the tree? Why is the apple that falls close to the tree?
His father is the one who was the very, very highly acclaimed basketball coach and athlete. His father.
Did his father put the hammer down on him to play sports?
No, his father had passed by the time my dad was a sporting age.
Oh, okay. All right. I get it now.
Yeah, you ruined it.
Do you think if your dad had been in the home more often that you would have played more sports?
I think he would have encouraged it more.
Okay.
But, you know, my mom...
But you probably wouldn't have done it.
No, I don't say that because you know what? Even
I always thought you'd be, you know, if you bulked up...
In high school, I had the size. I had the size in high school.
You still have the size now.
However, they used my size in theater. Because
you're a great oak.
You needed to have a big guy on the improv team.
Well, all you have to do is go see the local theater down here. Yeah. I mean, we don't say it lightly when we say who's going to be the Rob today, and we will go in because there is always a Rob.
Yes.
There is always
a doughy large guy.
Yeah. And it was a Santa Claus musical, so we didn't have to wait long to see
there he
Santa,
is.
Who was the Rob.
Yeah, Rob doesn't play an elf.
Condo
but
Bob.
Rob, you could play Santa with Patty. Yes, Condo Bob.
He's made think about, he just gave a vehicle to his grandson.
Yes.
Yes,
so he's
did.
Made up for lost time.
Oh, God.
And
I'm not faulting him. I'm just saying that this is the way things worked out. You know, there's that story that...
Technically, it's, you know, his brother's car.
Well, what does that mean?
He still could have kept it. Well, that means
he could have sold it. He could have sold it.
Yeah, or he could have kept the second.
It's incredibly generous to you.
Amazingly generous.
I hope your son appreciates
it. He does. He's driving all the way. He'll drive home this weekend, as a matter of fact. He's using the fact that he has a car. He loves it. But
to get a... You said 6,000 miles?
It had 7,000 by the time I got home. But yes, 7,000 miles.
And he's a sophomore, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Finishing up his sophomore year.
Oh, my God.
Freedom.
It's a beautiful car. I loved it. I enjoyed the entire drive.
Especially when you're at a university within that three-hour range.
Oh, yeah.
3 hours or so of home, and you do those trips back
and it
forth.
Allows him to DoorDash and stuff for that if he needs some cash. He's got a reliable car.
But I will tell you,
that.
Oh, you mean as far as like work for DoorDash?
Yeah, he actually
like
did some of that while he was at home, and he does more of that when he's in Morgantown.
New economy. I remember I got my dad's satellite Sebring. I think. Did I? Yeah. 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 I got because I was down here.
That wasn't the green one, the really tough looking one, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The one with it's like a Roadrunner.
Yeah.
It looks like, mm-hmm. if you look like a Plymouth Roadrunner, I had a Plymouth Satellite Sebring, got the big, and Joey Pasker and I used to race his father's Delta 88 and my dad's Sebring. And the Delta 88 had a much bigger engine. So he always
waxed
me.
Looks cool. But,
the best memory I ever had, and it shouldn't be the best because my friend could have died and he's still my buddy. We texted over the weekend about the Giants game, and the best Joey and I would race ever. Look, it's a miracle. I'm here.
It was a different time. Yeah. Like, it was a different time.
But no, when I complain about kids now hearing the worst down here, and the ones that scare you are the crotch rockets that go in between traffic.
Yes.
I pray I never have to witness somebody being taken off the road with a spatula, mm-hmm. because it's horrible. But getting back to the thing, Joey and I would tool around relatively rural, kind of a semi-suburban
town.
You
mostly drove around with overalls but no shirt under them, right?
Road sodas were encouraged.
Not as much as you would think.
No?
No, but there was
a
time when...
But no one was like, Bob, you can't drive. You've had two Miller
Lights. As we used to say, that's when drinking and driving was legal. Except it wasn't.
But we didn't do it. I remember more driving in not a cool way. And when I say that, I mean I'd hate my own kid to do it.
That's embarrassing.
Of course.
And we're flying along. It's terrible. So Joey and I don't even know what part of town we were in, but it was a town, area of our town that we didn't frequent.
Okay.
And it had this giant two-lane road going from one main drag down to close to the river.
Yeah.
And then there were homes, large homes, almost like farm-like homes that were across the street. So it was a T-intersection.
Uh-huh.
And I knew it because I'd driven it maybe a day or two earlier for some particular reason, and Joey didn't know it. And Joey and I are booking, and I get the jump on him, and I come down to the T-intersection, and I make it quick. I got no problems. Joey didn't realize it was a T-intersection, and I look in my rearview mirror, and the Delta 88 spinning? The Delta 88 is spinning and enters and goes right through this split rail fence backwards.
Oh,
and,
no!
And, then, you know, you would think, right? Oh, yeah. My God, yeah. What's wrong with my friend?
Yeah.
No, I'm going.
You're laughing.
Yes!
Yeah.
Because there was somebody in the car.
Can you approximate the speeds you would... achieve when
well
you
on that
this?
It would be 50-ish, you know,
like, but on a smallish road, yeah.
On a 25 mile an hour yeah. road, you yeah. know, we're it's not the speed nearly as much as the lack of knowledge and him trying to catch up with me.
Yes.
So the most dangerous thing we did was on Hebron Avenue Route 2. We would be side by side. We'd flip a coin to who got the left side and who got the right side. And it was not fun when I would get the left side because, you know, you've got oncoming traffic.
And it's also,
perhaps.
It's just, it's counterintuitive to driving. It must feel weird.
No, it just was, it was a track.
Yeah.
You were looking at it as a
track.
Okay. We were looking at it as a drag strip. And it was usually, you know, later at night when nobody was on the road. Yeah. We had a bedroom community.
Most cars didn't have headlights then.
No. Yeah. The car was made of wood.
You boys throw down there. But anyway, I'm happy that that Bob did that. And yeah, you wouldn't have played sports.
No.
Yeah. I have no idea.
Did you get a car when you were 22?
No. As a matter of fact.
Well, I mean, 21, 20.
When I was about 15 and a half, my mom sold her car.
That's right.
I really had my eye on it. It was a crap car, but I thought it would be mine.
Well, crap cars are. But the crap car, the Satellite, was bought used. We bought used cars most of my life.
Right.
And the Satellite was used, and I've told the story multiple times that we had it down here in Washington. We went to JKJ Chevrolet's used car lot.
Great
and
organization.
That's where I acquired my Ford Fiesta. Hey,
which was new, first, right?
No, it was in the used car. It was used.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was a new Fiesta.
First used car, first new car I got was when I got the job in WYRE in Annapolis, and I went to Coons Toyota.
You love the Coons family. You know, we're distant cousins.
I love, there was a guy named Jimmy Payne. I don't even know if he's still with us. Who did their advertising and was a nut. And we had a blast doing their commercials. Attaway, JKJ.
I remember.
Back when I fancied myself quite the voiceover talent. So anyway, we got the Sebring, the Plymouth, was in such bad shape that we left it running outside of the little trailer.
I know exactly. I can picture
it. We literally left it running.
Because JKJ had a beautiful dealership in Tyson's Corner, and then there was a trailer. That was used cars.
Which they all have now. They all seem to. Well, they used to. Used to always be the trailer.
Yes.
Was where they used cars. Yeah.
That's where they sent the used car salesman.
Yes.
Over there. And then we drove the Ford Fiesta, and it was perfect for my needs for a number of years. Yeah. I was really happy with that car. And I've said this before. There are many people where I've lived in a home or a roommate situation with that I can't remember. I can remember every car I ever got.
Yeah.
Every car. From the Sebring all the way through the Fiesta, the Starlet, the Mitsubishi Cordia Turbo that burned up the turbo.
You know, it's funny. Whenever you mention the Starlet, I always think you're dating a young lady.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't. It was really the
It's a Toyota,
hatchback,
right?
It was the hatchback version of the Tercel.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My father had a
Tercel. Reliable, but just not sexy.
When do you guys think the first Fiesta was put on the production line?
What year? Ford Fiesta. It's a modern car, relatively. It's not an old car.
I would say it was an answer to the gas crisis. So that puts you in the mid-70s.
73.
I'd say after 73, I'd say 74. Six.
Bingo, bango, Rob Spiewak.
Rob Spiewak has that brain. Now, why he wins trivia games.
I thought it came out in the 80s.
Mm-mm. No, because that was, I got it
that
used.
That was the new Fiesta.
And it was
gas crisis.
And it was one of the very first front-wheel drive automobiles.
Yeah. Didn't it have a faultless front-wheel drive transmission?
I don't want to.
It was great in the snow.
Yeah, when it ran.
I don't want to.
It ran. It was fine, Rob. Don't diss my Fiesta.
No, I thought the Fiesta had trouble because it was the first time Ford had built a front-wheel drive. I thought they had trouble with it.
We got a blizzard down in Annapolis, Maryland, and I was just skating through it. No problem
that's great.
At all.
Mm-hmm.
You might have this in the news. So
you know what the worst car on the snow ever was in the history of cars I owned?
What?
A Mercedes. Wow. A Mercedes SL. The dream car that there will never be a car that I was more excited about.
The golden was it? The golden one? I remember it being beautiful.
Yeah, it was a wonderful car.
And I love that car, but in the snow, forget it. Useless.
I kept
buying
Caprices, and they weren't good in the snow either.
No, because they were rear-wheel drive. Yeah,
they probably didn't have
4MATIC
back then, right? 4MATIC
didn't
work.
Yeah, I remember. Don't you remember, Rob? You'll remember this, when we would have blizzards, we'd have people that were associated with the radio station that we'd have to find, or listeners that would pick us up and drop us off.
I would pick up the junkies.
Yeah.
Because you had a four-wheel drive.
No, because I was the only one that would drive to the radio station before a snowstorm from Olney to Lanham, Maryland. Pick up the whatever station vehicle was four-wheel drive.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Drive it home. And then I'd wake up at 3 a.m. and pick up all the guys and shuttle them in.
A lot of times they'd put me up at the Comfort Inn right up the street. Yeah. So I didn't have to come in.
I stayed at a lot of hotels. Hey, I have a question. Yeah. When you picked up the junkies, anybody ever fart in the car?
No, it was at that point, I was still starstruck.
Who was the least communicative?
Well, I didn't have to pick up
Lurch.
Lurch was.
I knew it. I know those guys like they're my sons. I really do. Of course you did, because Lurch was was he helicoptering in?
He had some mode of transportation or somebody else on the
one
team.
One of his mother's BMWs,
who,
maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah,
I know it was Johnny Cake Sawville.
I don't know why that made me spit my water out, but it did.
Was he busy building a snowman, but he had to stop when you came to pick him up?
Definitely picked him up at his house early morning a few times.
Right.
JP definitely picked him up early morning a few times.
Was he waiting on the street for you?
They would walk out.
I just know them. I know those guys. I know them. But you wouldn't pick. Eric wouldn't be on the street.
No.
But JP would. And Cakes
was always. Cakes was like, I'll meet you outside.
Well, JP, what happened is Cakes started walking to the station.
Well,
and he would just pick him up.
Cakes at that point lived in Olney, so it was an easy pickup.
That
was my first pickup
for you.
It's so funny he brings this up, because this snow talk and the junkies made me think of something I haven't thought of in a while. There was one of those sneak afternoon blizzards that no one saw coming. Yeah. And we actually called the Don and Mike show. We bailed at 2 and headed home because it started coming in like crazy. Mm-hmm. I had to drive like 15 miles home. It was Fairfax to McLean, and it took me 6 hours to get home.
Yeah, I got stuck.
That we worked with. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, but the junkies came, you know, they ran Best of Don and Mike show. Yeah. And then the junkies came on, and 3 junkies were there. And not Lurch. And Lurch called in, and they said, how long do you get here? He says, I've been on the road like an hour. F*** it.
Just turned around.
That's the way he does it.
And that was the talent of the show. Yeah.
You know those guys, I don't say this very often, but really what a good group of guys.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? They started as pals. They grew up together, went to school together, a lot of them. And you know, and just they hung in there, and they've continued to hang in there in a business that is notorious for chewing people up.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done that, I think, because of one guy, and that guy's name is Chris Kinard. And you know, and to have a loyal asset like that guy, like Chris was, I envy those guys, and not possible for us to have that kind of situation.
Yeah, just you had a 20-year run, right?
We had a 20-year run,
but we never went to school together.
We did not have an advocate, ever.
No, you're right.
Ever.
Yeah, well,
it was impossible. You can't have an advocate when you don't treat people the right way.
Yeah, well, when the tip of the spear is, you know, not breaking bread, the burning bridges. That's probably
tough
to do.
That was frustrating. Yeah. And the thing is, but I've always thought, you know, overall, fun. They enjoy life. And this business is, you know, morning radio.
Also, today, I think we should be clear. And this is not a catch-all, but in major market radio, any general manager or market manager now is slashing salaries left and right, especially, Mike, in morning and afternoon drive. Because you're just not getting the amount of listeners you would get in the past.
There's so much out there.
Well, it's because of the pandemic.
Yeah. And I got to give a tip of the hat to
the way they used to.
Yeah. Our friends over at Sirius are doing it right with grabbing these podcasts. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to grab me, but they are,
they grab them, they don't pay them.
They don't. And that's the tough situation. It's good exposure.
Yes.
You know, it's something we would not throw. I would never say a blanket, not a chance.
No. Right.
I would never say that because you never know. But they're doing it right. And that's the same thing with television. It's the same. There is so much content available now. And when you listen to most radio, and I mean most, not all, because you do have exceptions to the rule, it's just bland. And, I have so many options now, and you have so many options. That's why when you have a niche like we do, and we have a loyal following, which we do, I mean you people that are listening to my voice right now, I am not saying this lightly, the loyalty that people have shown this show.
True family.
And the words that come to me where if I hadn't had you guys, I wouldn't have,
Our lives would be completely different.
Yeah, I will never not appreciate it. It's impossible not to. I can't say thank you enough to be able to do what we do. It's so much fun. And I got to toot our horn here, gentlemen, when I say that even I'll have a quote from an actor that was on a famous guy's podcast today, a guy's podcast who I like, Conan O'Brien. But there's what we do and there's what everybody else does. It's a little It's a teeny tiny bit different. So much that if I had one blanket knock, which I used to have on a lot of radio shows, I'll do it in the podcast world right now.
Okay.
If I had one basic knock on a lot of podcasts, way too much snark. Way too much snark. So many guys trying to be too cool for school. That's why you get these ones where it's like the murder mysteries that explode. Because I think people really,
they love murder.
They like lack of attitude sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Radio is all about, you had attitude in radio.
Yeah.
That's going to get you a career. You have attitude in podcasts, like back and forth. It feels like people are being left out of the party.
You know, our attitude comes from a place of genuine unhappiness
and humility.
More unhappiness. But when you see some successful, now I know what you're saying. It seems contrived.
It
is contrived. Yeah.
A little.
And it contrived. Wears. It wears right. on you.
Yeah. But, with that said, shows that can grab A-list guests, you know, give them to Conan. That's good. Cause he's fun with that. But getting back to,
would you go to SiriusXM if they offered you a gig on Holiday Traditions?
I don't even know that channel.
It's that. What happens is around Christmas time, they get rid of the 40s and they replace it.
The 40s? Yeah. There's a channel called the 40s.
They're doing a big push now
for
podcasts. And they're snatching them up right and left. And the thing is, I would be wary of constraints.
Yeah, you remember Chris Freitz? He would do that show. And I was like, how's the gig? It was just exposure. And that tune has not changed since then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of the way it is. But getting back to the show that made me cry, which I was starting this whole thing out with.
Yeah.
I think I've mentioned it before that my favorite all-time country song is He Stopped Loving Her Today. I think it was recorded in 1980, if I'm not mistaken.
That sounds about right.
Can you look that up?
Yeah,
Rob?
Of course.
I thought it was much older than that. I really did. I thought it was going back to the Johnny Cash, 1980. And there is the scene. So it's my favorite.
Good looking guy, George Jones. You don't see that in the show.
What'd you say?
Alcohol ravaged him?
Well, you know
he's a handsome man.
You know what his nickname was? He is not handsome.
No.
You know what his nickname was? The train wreck I see on TV.
No, but the hair.
Possum. Possum. Look at him again. And that was his nickname, Possum.
He does look like a possum. You're right.
And he did love a lot of Aquanet. His hair did not move.
Oh, the hair was 70s, 80s hair.
On top of a hefty bag with a guitar.
So here it is. This is funny because this song was, I think, one of the saddest songs ever written. Certainly the saddest love song I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And if it's true, I'm doing a spoiler alert. Is it okay?
Yeah. Sure,
if you don't want a George and Tammy,
you know what's going on.
Spoiler alert. If this is true, and I hope it is. I was wanting to believe it.
Yeah.
That he was divorced from Tammy when he recorded this song. He was in the bottle big time, barely functional, really to even get into a recording studio. And the way they portrayed it in George and Tammy is that they call her in to the recording studio to get this song recorded. They don't tell you what the song is.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, okay, maybe you could do it this one time. And he gets up and he sings the entire song to her. And I cried like a baby. It was so emotional. He said, I'll love you till I die. And he did.
Yeah.
According to the book that the daughter wrote. And it was just,
And you're not just a big, fantastic. You're not a big crier.
I love this show. Mm-hmm. I can't even recommend it high enough.
It struck
it's
you the
fabulous.
Way it did. Was it because Carla said you're George?
No, well, Carla said I'm George in a negative way, not in a positive. Yeah. Well, there was no positive way if you look at the show.
I do know this.
He was a pretty effed up dude.
Is that really last Wednesday, you didn't want to do the show until we got Carla in the studio with you. And you
he
did the
said,
show.
I love you till I die. And, oh, God.
Does that guy do his own singing in it, or do they dub it?
Boy, I think they do all of their own singing.
That's pretty impressive.
And I just had no idea how messed up she was too, that she had her own demons and, the drama of their life, of their short life. She died she died at 55.
He
died at 82.
May I share the only reason I know the name Tammy Wynette is from a Clinton interview. But like the Clintons, when they were discussing their marriage on some TV show where she's like, I'm not going to sit here like Tammy Wynette.
Tammy Wynette, and Stand By Your Man.
And Stand By Your Man.
That's what she was talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She didn't want to do that.
That's the only reason I knew that name before this show. Isn't that
feminists,
wild?
Feminists used that as an anti-anthem. Stand By Your Man. You know, don't do that if the guy's behaving the way he's behaving.
I believe she was sampled in the song, and you might remember this, Justified and Ancient. Do you remember that song?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think her voice sampled there.
But if you look at like my lens of being immigrant
it,
and
sure.
not realizing, I said, who is this Tammy Wynette lady?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking
and
back.
Top 20, let me see. George, I think, had 10 number ones on the country charts. She had 20.
Man.
She was a mega hit. Mega star. Anyway, we got to take a break, and we will come back with the homepage and lots more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. And yes, I like to tell people that I'm not a monster. I cry when I look at it.
Are you going to cry during the homepage?
You never know. You never know what's going to tip me over.
Stay tuned.
That's baby cry. We'll be back right here. You're lucky enough to be listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Some more Delta.
That's the house.
And the whole fraternity system is guilty.
Isn't that an indictment
of our educational systems in general?
We're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Now, the gentleman's point, do you know what the symbol is for the fraternity?
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Yeah, I know the name of the fraternity, but I don't know what the letters are that correspond to.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life.
I didn't know. I can't tell you whether I think I knew or not.
Take it from Fawn Leibowitz and pledge the funniest fraternity on campus. It's O'Mara House. Get a TMOS bonus show subscription by clicking the link at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Sign up today with liberty and fraternity for all.
Killed it. Twitch, you killed that
one.
Well
done.
Fantastic. Hey, whatever your reason is for wanting to make a change, Noom Weight is ready to help. I used it again today.
Adam
Noom
Boy.
Weight is different. It uses psychology to help you understand your eating habits and learn how to make healthier choices every day. Do you eat because you're bored?
Mm-hmm.
Or can't pass up food when it's free? If the answer is yes, don't stress. Noom Weight can help you break the cycle and change your habits for good. Losing weight starts with your brain. And Noom Weight's approach is based on scientific principles that help you better understand your relationship with food. To date, Noom Weight has helped more than 4.6 million people lose weight. And active first-time Noomers lose an average of 15 pounds in 16 weeks. 95% of customers say Noom Weight is a good long-term solution. I love it because it works. Oscar loves Noom. Yep. I love Noom. Carla, she's never looked better. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom Weight's psychology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/TMOS. That's Noom.com/TMOS to sign up for your trial today. And check out Noom's first ever book, The Noom Mindset. That's a deep dive into the psychology of behavior change. It's available now wherever books are sold. And we want to thank you to Noom Weight for being such a valued client of the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
This is The Homepage. And we start you off today with Montecito, California. How is your fam doing out there with all the rain that we're getting?
My nephew sent me a picture of the LA River. He said, I've never seen water in this thing before.
Yeah. Imagine that. Well, that's part of the problem is you've got a city and outlying areas that just never get this kind of rain, ever. And it's causing all sorts of problems. Montecito, California is under an evacuation order due to massive rain and flooding. God, welcome to Florida.
Yeah.
Residents include Harry and his wife, Megan, along with Oprah, Rob Lowe, Adam Levine, Gwyneth Paltrow, George Lucas. This is a Richie Rich area out there. Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi live there too, but Ellen says their home is on higher ground, so they've been ordered to shelter in place. She was on TV today, I think, checking in with somebody.
She actually posted something on Instagram. I can play it for you. You can actually hear the rushing water behind her.
This is Ellen
out
in California.
Yeah, in Montecito.
Yikes.
Nature's unhappy with us, she says.
She referenced the mudslides that killed a lot of people out there. It's a funky place, California.
The Sacramento's have been having issues with flooding for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, our talking head that we'll have this week actually was evacuated from his house. He almost had to cancel.
Oh, wow.
Because they said he had to leave his home because
not
of this
acceptable.
Flooding. I know.
I'm sorry.
I said,
no.
Get your ass together,
book
pal.
You, you show up.
Oscar, you might be interested in this. I know I am. Anna Sorokin, better known as Anna Delvey, is developing a reality TV project. She's the one Julia Garner portrayed in Inventing Anna.
Yes.
Anna, you are foolish. That's it.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm wearing a Gucci purse. Her lawyer said the project will focus on her art and design with the hope that she can break away from her public persona as a con artist. I would watch this in a heartbeat.
I would
this
too.
This is a person who's interesting. Anna has also discussed wanting to do a clothing line and fragrance, so she's staying in that world, but I think she's...
What scent are you wearing? I hate it.
Oh, that smells like you're wearing inexpensive dog food on my...
For the show fodder, comedy-wise, I'm all in.
Right.
From a human perspective, it disgusts me. And I'm going to tell you that for some reason, Mike, maybe you can give me a better perspective on what's wrong with me. I'll deal with the Jersey Shore all day. And right. I'll consume their family vacations.
Right.
I'll consume all that garbage.
The trip to Italy?
Everything.
Yes.
And sit there and just, you know, guffaw and buy in. But this reality show is something that I don't know I'll be comfortable with. Maybe because it's real?
Yeah, and she's a con artist. I mean, yeah. It built a lot.
Makes me more interested. Because
you're
kind
of
like,
looking at the criminal mind. And the
I don't
of,
like
I want to
see nonsense.
How weird she is.
Yeah, I don't like the nonsense of like 90 Day Fiance where it's all invented and handed to me. I like to see something real. And I make no mistake, it will still be invented to a certain extent. But
here's what her lawyer said. She is really a lot more than the worst thing that she's alleged to have ever done. She's a great client. She's very pleasant and funny, and people think that they know her because they're thinking about the Julia character. Anna is currently on house arrest in the East Village. Oh, my daughter used to hang out there in New York. Her lawyer is working on getting her conviction for defrauding and deceiving friends and business out of more than $200,000 overturned so she can stay in the U.S.
Is she
I don't
still
know why
being,
I'm intrigued.
Is she still being represented by Joe Coyne?
look, Archie, the girl was overwrought. The girl was overwrought.
And Mike does a show for one, and I thank you.
Yeah. This is fun. Bryan Cranston was talking on Conan. I mentioned a serious podcast that they have. He's on Conan's show, and he's talking about his virginity and losing it, but not necessarily in a romantic way. He was 16, and she was an Austrian prostitute.
Oh.
He says, quote, I sat down in the foyer and then this woman came up to me. I went, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Is this happening? This is happening. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. let's see. He goes on and he says, and we go into this room. There's a single bed. There's a sink and a trash can. That's it. So how was it? He was asked. He said, quote, I was so nervous that I didn't really feel anything. I was just my brain was on fire. It was a traumatic and a great, exhilarating, memorable experience, man. It was a seminal moment.
So to speak,
in a person's life when they lose their virginity.
Who's this again?
Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cranston.
It just
Walter White.
It seems like
Malcolm in the Middle.
He's always been ahead of the curve. That was like a DoorDash.
Your Honor.
That was like a DoorDash situation.
Yes. Yeah, it's interesting. You know. I speak from my own personal experience that I will never forget it. I could never forget that moment, ever. How about you fellas?
I was anticlimactic, especially for the person I was with, I remember.
Yeah, I ditto what Oscar said.
Yeah.
But I do remember it.
Mine was run home and scream.
Yeah, we know.
Well, yeah, I know.
It was like the cider house rules and some barn.
We hate to point to that house when we drive by it in Maine. We've all seen it.
Yeah, you guys remember, too. That's kind of creepy.
She was an artist, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's move on.
Pay me like your French girls.
Please.
Pay me like your French men.
Contact has been made. Contact has been made in previous years.
Oh, that's good.
According to relationship experts, there's a trick called the 5-to-1 ratio. That is the key to keeping everyone happy and satisfied. Basically, for every one negative interaction, you need 5 positive ones.
Hmm.
They don't have to be big interactions or gestures. Even something like a smile or a joke is enough. You just need to make sure that you have 5 good things happen for every one bad thing. And this works for marriages, friendship, and professional situations, as long as the positive to negative ratio is 5-to-1, you'll be all good. What are you playing there?
This is The Doors, 5-to-1.
5-to-1. I know on my marriage, I probably... Well, all I know is when you're... Wow. Oh, no. I didn't know you were home.
You owe me like...
Hold it. Turn the music down, please. Turn it off. What?
You owe me like 25,000 like positive things every day. Wow. Every day.
I was gonna say that I do pretty well with that. You know what? Really? How did I greet you this morning? Try to remember. No,
I don't remember.
Michael was on the couch with you. How did I greet you?
I don't remember.
You grabbed her ass, didn't you?
Were you Stop nice it. To me?
You were on the couch on, with Oscar. Our son.
Yeah.
And I came out from the bedroom.
That was today?
That was this morning. What did I do?
What did you do?
I can't believe it. You disgust me.
I need five nice things right now.
No, one of them's a smile, nice Mike.
Do you remember when I came over and I put my arms around both of you and I gave you both kisses?
I think that was yesterday, honey.
No, it was today. It was today. What's wrong with you? I'm the old one. I'm the one that's going to have dementia.
Well, she cleaned out the garage.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
It conveys. They carry over.
How do you look that way after you work out?
Yeah.
I don't sweat. Okay. I sparkle.
Hey, what's coming up in 2023? What are we doing?
Oh my gosh, I am trying to just do better in life. Trying to get sleep. Sleep is so important.
I was thinking you were going to my online store.
Yeah, it's about tell her it's all about you.
Online store is coming. What are we calling it?
The Don't Get Happy Store.
Is it going to be Don't Get Happy Store?
It's the Don't Get Happy Store.
I thought it was the 5-to-1 Mart.
Yeah. The 5-to-1 Mart.
Or are we going to do like DGH store?
I don't know yet. We haven't decided. You can tell it's going to be a slow rollout, ladies and gentlemen.
A soft rollout.
The better part of
we'll get all those URLs for you right away.
Once I get to it, it'll be done in a day.
Okay. I believe that, the way you hustle. I'm in the middle of my news.
Okay. Bye, guys. Right.
Bye.
I hugged you and our son this morning, lovingly.
You did.
When you were, you know that.
Smile at her every day. Yeah. Smile at her real quick. And now all you need is three more. Oh, gross.
Bye.
Do you really have to underscore a hug?
If you want full credit.
No, it was just a beautiful.
I hugged.
What? It was morning. A beautiful. Look at that. That's a positive one. Now he can do one negative. Oh, it's not 1-to-1.
No.
Are you ready for the kicker? Here we go.
Yeah.
This has got a poem.
Yes, oh, I do ready. Love we're a ready. Poem. We're I ready. Think yeah. I'm ready.
Here's a warning to listeners along the network. There may be an edit involved.
Okay.
This past weekend, the Washington State Patrol tried to pull over a truck that was driving erratically. The driver didn't pull over and led police on a high-speed chase at over 100 miles per hour. During the pursuit, a passenger in the truck called 911 to complain about the police speeding.
Oh, duh.
The caller said their constitutional rights were being violated by the pursuit. There's a relatively new law in the state of Washington which limits situations when the police can engage in a high-speed pursuit, but they are allowed when they think the person is under the influence or has committed a violent offense. The truck was eventually stopped with the help of a spike strip. Spike strip.
Those are great.
The driver was 28-year-old Amanda Baporis. She was arrested for DUI. And are you reading ahead?
No.
She was arrested for DUI and Amanda Baporis. DUI and eluding police. Alcohol was found in the vehicle. Her two passengers were released. And when I get a name like that, I say it's time for a limerick.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
There once was a girl named Amanda Baporis. She liked drinking with friends and taking walks in the forest. When she would drink whiskey, she would get a bit frisky and then speed her truck and show her cop. No, I've got to start again. I'm sorry. We'll edit that.
Okay, right? Yes.
From the top.
All right. There once was a girl named Amanda Baporis. I always, whenever I do a limerick, I always screw up the last stanza.
No, you don't. No, you don't, Mike. You got this.
Yeah,
this
we'll
is,
stay out of
Mike,
the way.
Mike, this maybe is now, the poetry of your people.
Maybe now I'll do a slight Irish brogue to enhance.
This one.
That can't hurt.
There once was a girl named Amanda Baporis. She liked drinking with friends and taking walks in the forest. When she would drink whiskey, she'd get a bit frisky and then speed in her truck and show the cops her Taurus.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're like Sid Caesar. As long as you got an accent, you got it nailed.
It's a medical term. I don't
know. Just look, if it was beeped out and you haven't heard the real one, just try to think about what rhymes with Baporis. Thank you.
I'm coming up dry, Mike.
I think they got it.
I love my job.
Fun.
We'll be right back, everybody.
the dog's a ball sniffer because the dog was sniffing Michael's balls.
Yeah, but it's fine for you to go into the bathroom and make sure he washes his balls.
We don't have the balls context.
No, we don't have
the balls context. Is make sure you wash your butt. Make sure you wash your balls. Does she remind you too?
Make sure you get all your cracks.
That's right. Make sure you wash your balls. Make sure you wash your butt.
Okay.
Make sure you get all your cracks.
That's right.
All right. Why did this have to follow the before us?
Ball wash, great on the golf course and a lifesaver in the home. Okay. For more squeaky clean fun, get a subscription to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and be in the know with the TMOS Bonus Show.
All right. That's a great promo if it's not right after I do a dirty thing.
Anyway, the new year is here, and there's no better way to kick off 2023 than by making sure you are feeling like your best self. Liquid IV is the category-winning hydration brand.
There it is.
Fueling your well-being, and their hydration multiplier just may be the one product you're missing in your daily routine. In just one stick, you get 5 essential vitamins and 2 times faster hydration than water alone. Use it first thing in the morning before a workout, when you feel run down after a long night out, and on long flights in particular. Liquid IV is made with premium ingredients and is non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Plus, Liquid IV is on a mission to change the world. Liquid IV has donated over 25 million servings in over 50 countries around the world. Plus, it's convenient and oh so delicious. It's the best way to start your day. So be like me, drink Liquid IV.
Mom.
Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. All right. Listen, this show originates. I'm down here in Southwest Florida, but the show, if you ever wonder about the nuts and bolts,
our nerve center,
it originates in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., where, you know, it's been in the news a lot lately with the Speaker of the House election and all that stuff. Today, just a little side note before we get to something much more important, the documents were found of a classified nature in Joe Biden's vice president. So I just want to say, way to go, guys. Way to go. Way to give the other team that where the guy didn't give up the documents. It's not going to matter.
No.
Nothing's going to matter now. You have given them what they crave, equivalency.
Yes.
On any, it might not be total equivalency, but it is, they will. So it's not their fault.
Right into the spin zone.
Right.
It's your fault for being stupid.
Yeah.
Thank you. I hate it. And that's why, you know what? Something like this happens and I back up. I get further and further away from the whole game, you know?
I think I think half the people back up and half the people are like, this is why we have to continue staying vigilant.
Well, I think that this is powerful people that don't think the rules apply to them. I don't care what the circumstances are. Do I know the details about Joe Biden when he was vice president, having papers of a classified nature in his office? I have none of the details because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to the people that are trying to slam Biden because they've got what they need now. Mm. And you know what? Biden gave it to him, period.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes me angry. It frustrates me.
It's frustrating.
Because I really do believe that the other guy did some things that were worse. But it's not going to matter at all now. It really is. I mean, if you don't, I know now well enough. I've been following Washington, D.C. politics for so long that something like this, it is a big deal.
It could reset the playing field.
Oh, yeah. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And
I feel like I was like, there's a reset button.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you talk about, look, if you don't think for one second that being in power, in places of power, being in that rarefied air for almost 50 years makes you think that, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Of course it does. Bulletproof.
But anyway, that's not what and that's why, in my humble opinion, Washington, D.C., as a city.
Yes,
good
Mike.
Segue here, has its issues, doesn't it, Oscar?
It does. Yeah,
that was so well done. I hope
that was
the
like
baby
the Beltway itself getting that segue.
Yeah,
out.
I was going to say
the
I
frustration and strife could result in what some may call loneliness.
Oh yes.
I bet it's a lonely city.
This list came out. It's top 10 lonely cities in America. Or the loneliest cities in America. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. This is where you really know we live in one of the armpits of this great nation.
Yeah, and you know, I think it should be said to people that are around this country that think of Washington, D.C. as a beautiful center of government. Yes. They see, like when they carry a football game, they show the Capitol. They show the Lincoln Monument.
I don't want to besmirch the...
No, but it's a horrible city.
Okay. But let me be clear here. It's a beautiful city.
It's horrible to live in. It's pretty to look at. It has some pretty parts.
Out of the top 10, just for some context here, especially for those from the area, Alexandria, Virginia, Baltimore, Maryland, Washington, D.C., all three, the DMV represented very well.
Yeah.
They have made the list of the top 10 loneliest cities. All three, with Baltimore coming in at number 10, Alexandria coming in at number 3, right across the bridge here.
Oh, Alexandria, that wonderful suburb of Washington, D.C.
And number one, Washington, D.C., and I'll tell you why. Almost 48% of the households in Washington, D.C. are single-family households. I mean, I'm single individual households. I'm sorry, not single family.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Solo dwellers.
Okay, but see, I would think loneliness would play into the dating world.
Solo dwellers have increased almost 5% year over year.
Half of the people are
living
single.
Alone.
Oh,
Pony. I think that means it's time to visit the Bloom Room.
Pony.
Yeah, that's my life.
That's pretty. But does that make you feel a little better, though?
I mean, it makes me feel like I'm maybe slightly less of a failure in the romance regard.
Well, let's think about your friends. Yeah. How many of them are living together with somebody?
Right now, one of them.
One of them, right?
Yeah.
Just one.
Used to be a couple more, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now, how do those stats compare to others? I would imagine most cities, Oscar, have a high percentage of single people.
Solo dwellers?
Yeah.
I'll give you the top 10. Baltimore, Maryland.
That's number 10.
Is 10?
10. Number 9 is Atlanta, Georgia. Number 8 is Brigham, Alabama.
What Alabama?
Birmingham, Alabama. Yes.
Birmingham.
Yeah. Known by locals as Brigham.
I'm an idiot.
Alabama, that Mormon state.
Yes.
Exactly.
Like, Brigham?
Have you ever been to Birmingham Young University?
What an idiot.
Birmingham, Alabama.
This is shocking. 7, New Orleans.
Okay.
Right. 6, Cleveland, Ohio. 5, Cincinnati, Ohio. Number 4, Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All in that area.
3, Alexandria, Virginia. Number 2, this was not shocking, St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis.
And then number 1, Washington, D.C.
That's why the traffic's so crappy.
Because one person per car, per house. Yeah. Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Oh, he's whispering.
I lived alone till, No, I lived with my parents for some time, so I didn't live alone.
Yeah, but technically you were single for a long time.
I was single till I was 31. Do you think this is a byproduct of big government in the D.C. area? Or
no, I think it's a byproduct of slaying the dragon, of not having time for others. Washington, D.C., I got the impression when you would go to, and look, this could be any city, but really, let me explain what we have down here. Where I live, and I don't consider Fort Myers to be a big city. It's a small city.
Okay.
And what we have down here, there's such a wide variety of stuff going on and things to do.
Yes.
Whereas in the Washington, D.C. area, there's not.
You're right.
And so what you get in Washington, D.C. is the event. And it always seems like everybody wants to go to the event. And if it's a family event, then it's even more badass because everyone wants to crawl over each other to get to one thing.
Easter egg roll. Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
But also,
everybody seems like they're a VIP.
I think it also has to do with the fact that it's a very transient city. Very people grow up and stay in Washington, D.C. They come and they do a gig there and then they leave.
I don't know if that's necessarily always true. I think it's always been known as, because when you say transient, it's what you say. You think of people leaving. I think people come from all over the country, but I don't think everybody leaves. I think it's just that mindset of work, 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 and toil, 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 and that's it.
I think people get out.
Well, it's interesting you say that. The experience I had in Los Angeles, I might have said this off air, and if I'm repeating myself, I'm sorry. When I was in Los Angeles, I felt like I was living. Isn't that strange to say? Because
Explain.
Of all the outdoor spaces.
Right.
And when my sister would have friends say, let's meet up here, you'd go and you'd have like an indoor, outdoor space to sit in. So I wasn't feeling
a this, million different things
this angst
to do.
Of
climate
someone
does
sick.
That.
Did someone
climate does
did
that.
Someone just cough? Is mm-hmm. is that person just took a flight? Is right. something going on? And then when you came home, Shannon was like, do you feel like people are less friendly here? I said, I think it's a byproduct right now, at least in pandemic times, and these numbers will probably show you that there just isn't enough square footage to open up your house at the moment, especially True. Where we live, to say, yeah, come on over, you know, we'll be safe about it. We can hang out in the backyard like you can in Florida.
You
or
know,
you can in it,
look,
it,
I
in the
think
Sunbelt.
That it depends on where you are. In a micro community as opposed to a large city, yeah. to put a label on a city, you never know. It's hard.
But these
to
are
find.
Numbers.
Yeah, I know, but it's hard to find in the whole country, I think,
mm-hmm.
Outside of small town yeah. America. I don't think this is an indictment of Washington, D.C. nearly as much as it's an indictment of cities in general.
But think about this, Mike.
Valid.
It's Washington, D.C. It's Alexandria. I'll throw in Richmond.
Really
and then,
part of the
and then,
federal
and then
flex,
Baltimore,
yeah.
Maryland. That's yeah. four. That's 40%.
That's of the little group. That
it's a
slaying
sod
the dragon.
City.
Mm-hmm. It's a beehive.
A sod city.
Yeah, it is a beehive of activity.
Mac
the drones,
lives alone.
Yep, it's
Tony
the drones.
Boy lives alone.
It's the fueling the technological complex yeah. that they have
and
here, and then
also,
they go back.
You know the what is the prime? If you just focus on DC and Alexandria to a certain extent, because I think it feeds DC, the prime industry is government.
Yeah,
government,
and that right. is not a social organization. That
no!
is not. That
no.
is
no.
That is
they're
people,
not creating anything.
No, they and I guarantee you, most of them hate the people they work with.
If you're
probably
if
and
you're,
hate their jobs.
Of course, yeah.
If you're a GS-13, I think you can only marry a GS-13.
That's the law.
That's right down here. Yeah. Well, like every city's got its hang-ups. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, come down here to Florida, drive along, you know, the 75 corridor, and then take a look at the Confederate flags. Then you'll know that you know everything's not perfect in the world.
The only thing that's
but, yeah, but
me
you know what? They're not lonely because there's lots of Confederate
hey,
flags.
But both of you have found love.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Right? Upon
That's right, Oscar.
Yes.
We'll take a break. After she stood by you, pal.
I know.
She stood
I
by you.
I adore her. You know this.
Oh, I don't know whether that's true. We'll take a break.
How's it going, Mike?
I have an issue with printer streaking.
A disembodied voice
says, is it a laser printer? Yeah.
The solution was on the other side of this wall.
That's right.
Saying nothing.
That's
yeah,
right.
Like, no, just shake it.
Oh, that's not going to work. Just take the cartridges out and shake them.
Ichabod weighs in with shake it.
Shake it, baby.
Are you having technical issues with the Mike O'Mara show or the TMOS bonus show?
That's right.
Have you tried unplugging it and plugging it back in? Never fear. Just email Ichabod at MikeO'MaraShow.com and shake it one time for me, honey.
And that's all.
Ichabod. Oh, wow. Hey, here's a message from Sleep Number. Quality sleep is important as we start a new year. With new resolutions, it can help you reach the goals that are important to you by making a positive impact on your overall health and mental well-being. Make sleep your number one goal. Listen, don't look at the... Don't binge when you shouldn't binge at the front part of the week. Don't be like me. 5 hours and 46 minutes last night, all right? I binged The English, the Emily Blunt miniseries. I'm sorry, but I couldn't help myself. I had to stay with it, all right? Beautiful story. Sweet soundtrack. Anyway, you should make sleep your number one goal, whether you've set out to exercise more, eat healthier, or parent with patience. Most of your resolutions benefit from quality sleep. Resolve to get your bedroom sleep ready by clearing the clutter and removing electronics that may give off stimuli, like blue light. Look for things that can help you track your sleep, like Sleep Number 360 smart beds with Sleep IQ technology that can show you how long, how well, and when you slept. Remember to keep the thermostat a neutral 65 to 68 degrees at night, which is ideal for sleep, and wear breathable fabric pajamas and nightwear to keep from overheating. My Sleep Number setting is now an 85. Carla remains a 65.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because to be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. Discover special offers now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Speaking of clutter.
Yes.
And I know we're supposed to avoid it. We have now, as I mentioned yesterday, well, we have officially moved my garage into my home.
Okay.
I do not have a lot of space here. We are having the floor painted or prepped.
What room did you put flooring. The car in?
The car is in our bedroom now.
Nice.
Which is,
very nice. Good.
No, we moved all the junk and we.
Are you getting the epoxy done that I always see on TikTok? It looks just wonderful.
Oh, gorgeous. Shiny.
Yeah.
I don't know what. Because okay. I'm not involved with that. Yeah. I didn't take point on that.
You're
one.
Getting a mosaic floor done in the basement.
I think it's the Sistine Chapel on a floor.
Oh, that's that you can eat.
I always feel like I could. They like you could just do this at home, and I'm like, no.
Oh, I've seen guys do that. They're handy people and non handy people. Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to do it. I was going to take pictures yesterday and send them to Oscar, and then I said I don't even know what I want to do yet.
What you need, Mike? First of all, you'll need a shop vac. To make sure you get all the dust off the floor. Well, then that's step one.
No, we've cleaned the floor.
What about some heavy duty mats over the new floor from like gym mats? So Michael can use that space as well as he grows up. Maybe it could be an outdoor gym for him.
And you can get back to what you've always missed, Mike. You're tumbling.
I think.
No. Like, you know, like a CrossFit
mat. That's my world.
Mat.
A serious piece of advice. Followed by Harry Stickmeister over here, you know.
It's like Jimboree.
I think that I don't know what the first priority is. There's going to be a studio in there.
Right.
Correct. The second priority is, I think you're right, about exercise and that type of area. Have it you know, we can probably put some equipment in there, I think, to do that. I'd love to be able to, you know, put weights, a small weight set out.
How wide is it? Is it a two-car garage, ideally, or one and a half?
I think in a pinch, you could get two cars in there.
Okay.
You know,
so you got some
space. You know, they look, anybody lives anywhere. You know what the two-car garage is.
Yeah, it's one car.
It's really one car with the room. So now it's a question of negotiating my space. And I observe one thing, and I'll take the bullet for this one, all right? I have acquired, over my lifetime, way too many golf clubs. Way too many golf clubs. And a second thing, when it comes to my clutter, I would like to say that if I drank 150 ounces of water an hour for the next 16 years, I would not go through my liquid IV.
Yes.
Oh, I love the amount that they send us.
Yeah, they're so generous.
It's incredible. I'm not looking a gift horse
it's
in the
so
mouth.
Great. It's
do
so
you have
great.
Any in your house, Rob?
Of course. Yes.
Yeah.
How much do you have in your house?
I have probably
an insane amount.
Yeah, 10, 12 packages at any given time.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, 10, 12 packages.
Yeah.
Excuse me a moment, won't you?
Yes.
Because I believe this has to do with him.
All right.
What do you mean? No, they just sent it to all of us.
Yeah.
He doesn't ask for it.
10, 12 packages is not what I
this
have.
This is the most wonderful,
they're
thoughtful,
fantastic.
One of the most wonderful, thoughtful advertising partners that we've ever had, because I'll see a satchel on my stoop.
Yes.
I'll say, I bet you that's liquid IV.
Yeah, and I distribute it to other people. I'd say, you should try this, and they love it. You know,
I'm not going to want for any flavored water.
No.
Anytime
you'll
soon.
Be all set. And they are the best partner. They've been with us for years. And they are just the best. And they, like, when they found out I like the grape, look out. Here comes
look,
all the grape.
You know how much I love it. You know how much
strawberry.
I love it.
I thought strawberry was your.
They
we
are
actually
the most
put a
generous people I've ever seen. Generous to the
you.
Point of, I have a question. We should give some of that away because I have more than I can use here.
I will call
I really
him.
Do.
Yeah, well, just call him to tell him to stop sending it to him. His gift course in the mouth.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm not trying to be ungrateful.
Well,
I'm not
trying
to be
listen back to the segment.
I have too much. Now take your business hat off for just a second. I'm trying to be practical here. What is send it to, I know that a conversation, I know who ran point on it, and I know it's him, and he said send most of it to him.
No.
That's what happened.
I get maybe 20 bags every time that thing shows up.
I do
my
too.
Doorstep.
But we've given it to other people as
it.
Samples. Say, if you like this, you got to try
my
this
My sister
stuff. Yeah.
is a devout liquid IV consumer now because I was like, hey,
Call Liquid IV.
Okay. Yes.
And I would like to do a promotion where we have the month of Liquid IV.
Okay.
And
the month of hydration.
Is it too much
a hydration February?
Listen, I don't do the logistics, so I want you guys to be honest with me, completely honest.
Yes.
I believe that the people that participate in our talking head segments ought to get a little gift pack.
I agree.
And I think, agreed. I think at the
what
very
else
least
don't you
some
like
of the,
that you're getting?
Well, stop it. Now, who's going to listen back to the segment now?
Oscar, don't be a dick, okay?
Who's going to listen back to the segment and say?
Oh, I steal Liquid IV when it shows up here. Yeah, all the time.
See, he's in.
Do you have some?
Did they send you some? He doesn't get sent to his house.
Tons of it. It got me through COVID. Like, it was the thing that kept me hydrated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I steal it from here.
I drink it every day, guys. I've got it right here. I love the stuff. It's fantastic. I just think I have enough, and you have enough, and you have enough, where we could do a giveaway for it.
I agree.
I'm sure there are people out there that would love it.
Yes. Well, the people, you know, the crowds have spoken.
Yes.
They love it. And it becomes a big topic of conversation, especially when we have a live show.
Hydration
taste
test.
I've got plenty, and I can send you plenty, or you guys can use the extra that you have, and we can have some sort of giveaway.
Thank you.
For the love of God, I don't think we give enough away on the, there it is.
Yeah.
There's the lemon lime right there.
Got to be the lemon lime, yeah.
So anyway, I think, but the other thing.
Can I give you a quick pro tip on your golf clubs?
What?
I'm on eBay right now.
Electronic Bay.
It's mixed, mostly irons.
Mostly what?
Irons. I can't say iron very well. Irons.
This segment just became my favorite segment.
Irons.
Irons.
I can't say it.
So what? Are you saying that I can get a lot of money for them?
It's $2,000.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do that. Yeah,
because you're a busy man.
Yes.
Put a little Michael on it. Say, Michael, you sell these? It's easy to work an eBay store.
4% is yours.
It's all in your college fund. Done.
I'll give it to him.
Yeah, he'd love
to. Or, Mike, you know what? It really belongs in your online store.
What, the...
The golf clubs.
The golf clubs?
He's classier than that. He's not going to muck it up.
Signed golf clubs?
It's
not a yard sale.
No.
No, yeah, these are not yard sale items.
Don't
spiel-whack
his store up.
Okay, just wanted to make some money.
Jesus Christ.
So I've... I'm tripping. I'm falling. There's just a ton of stuff that we have. And
half those clubs are probably chipped and dinged.
They'd be in better shape than you think. I take good care of
them. A lot of them are broken, but they can be repaired.
No, they're not.
You just heat up
broken.
Heat up the metal, rebend it.
Yeah.
And,
shaft.
Thank
you.
What does Steve Bridges do? Doesn't he have like the
his
auction?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we average price? Auction?
We could, but it's.
Oscar, I'm asking you a question. I mean, look, every little bit helps, right? We just looked at the end
100%.
Of the year where we were treading water, right?
I 100% believe it's possible.
Private speak to both of you.
Yes.
Well, no, not to one of you. I will speak to you, Oscar, and I will tell you that I've got this with, is this auctionable?
Correct.
And the answer to the question, I do have a shop vac.
Ooh.
You want to sell it?
I have a squeegee and I have a light bulb changer. They're in here.
Do you still have that Don and Mike framed, Washingtonian cover? Did that make the trip?
Oh, that'd be nice.
That might be up in Maine.
No.
Okay. Oh, that's a huge box of golf clubs there.
Yeah, but have you seen his...
No, how many clubs do you think you have?
No less than 50. Easy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely 50. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's always going to that golf world place.
Well, yeah, but
back empty-handed.
He likes to hang out with his buddies there. He doesn't necessarily... It's not always a purchase.
I don't go to the place where I got in the fight with the owner.
No, not anymore.
Not since that.
Yeah. No.
I miss that so bad.
Yeah.
If he called me up tomorrow and said, listen, can we let bygones be bygones? I'd be in there tomorrow.
You should call him and say,
hey. Yeah, you should. It's 2023.
You should say, I heard there's classified papers in Biden's office.
Uh-huh.
Am I good to come back?
Yeah.
Even Steven.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hunter's golf clubs.
That was a good segment. Thank you very much. I got a lot of that. Thank you very much. We'll come back with the Town of Sound. Jesus Christ. Wow. Yeah, but anyway, I'm always thinking, you know.
I love
it. Always on.
I love it.
Always trying to think about ways to help. That's all. Not you guys, me.
Of course.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Town of Sound right after this.
It's a new bonus show for a new year, and things are already getting steamy.
I forget that we are similar in many ways, but we are different in many ways.
And isn't that what makes the show work?
It does.
You don't care.
No, I do care.
I have gray hairs coming out of my
years, slowly aging me.
How do you feel about zany women?
We thought we heard garage doors banging real loud.
You have been to OnlyFans, Oscar?
I have for research purposes, yes.
Okay. There is a certain niche audience that prefers the tank top.
Are you talking about Bang Brothers?
Yes.
It's the Brazzers.
That's, since the pandemic, the sensations have not been sensational.
Warm up your cold winter days and nights with some rib-tickling humor. Get a bonus show subscription and get laughing today. You'll find it all at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. It really is. Hey, a lot of us are stuck in our homes, offices, and routines wondering what else is out there, but feeling like it takes too much time and too much effort to explore. But now you can discover it all with fun, fast, and foldable electric e-bikes. From quick errands to outdoor adventures, electric e-bikes will transform how you get around. They cost way less than the competition, with quality, feature-filled models financed as low as $133 per month. You can go up to 45 miles on one charge and reach up to 28 miles per hour with the powerful 500-watt motor, which is now quieter with more torque for more power with less noise.
Mike, these bikes are taking over America. When I visited my family on the West Coast,
yes,
I went to my nephew's high school to see his live production. Very impressed.
Oh, his TV show.
Yeah. At the high school, it looked like Bayside Hive. Outdoors, all of these electric e-bikes were parked and racked. And these kids are going absolutely up the mountain, down the mountain, on this bike.
That's awesome.
They're awesome. I mean, especially for those kind of situations where you're in the areas that are hilly and you want to get a little help. It's fantastic. They're foldable, the e-bikes are, the electric e-bikes, and they ship free, fully assembled. You'll be on the road in no time. A stronger rear rack supports everything you need for day-to-day rides or longer trips. Customize your ride with new accessories like the Elite Headlight or a passenger package that can hold riders up to 150 pounds. Or one big golden doodle.
Yes.
A good puppy. Get out there and make this year your most adventurous one yet with electric e-bikes. Visit electricebikes.com to learn more. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Sound.
Town.
Sound.
Town.
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 We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
I like to patronize mom and pops when possible, but you know what we don't have in my area is a butcher shop. Do you have a butcher shop?
There's a place, an Italian joint, that is technically a butcher shop.
I bet it's great.
I think you would call it that.
Yeah, well, there's one, one in Minnesota that looked like a great butcher shop until the deer ran through the front window.
Oh.
And what you will hear here is the deer, a big fella, run through the window, hit the counter, try to get out the window, and then make it out the hole he came in.
I will always think of your uncle when I think of a deer hitting the window, because we were at
his
furniture
Phillip
store
yeah
when the deer crashed into the window, and it was horrible. It ran off. It didn't look like it was any worse for wear, but there was a little blood on the window.
I do remember while he was stuck in the store, one of the salesmen at that furniture, was Belfort, said to the deer that we will have your sofa in 14 months.
14 months.
All right. Here's the deer at the Minnesota butcher shop.
That lady's screaming.
Oh my God.
My favorite is not the initial crash, but the second crash when he tries to go out a window that hasn't been broken yet. So now he's in the store.
So there's a faint
poor deer.
Yeah, and then he got out. He remembered it from whence he came, and he made it.
They're
which
good
is great
at that. They can do that. They're resilient little creatures.
Oh, and they're also a pest. We get them around our house all the time. There are just so many around, and they need
well,
to
learn to shoot
like
them.
No,
get
they're
some
okay.
Fresh meat.
Fresh meat.
Well, I mean, really, venison is a wonderful, delicious
WVU,
meat.
Ask your son about it.
I'm not sure my neighbors would appreciate if I was hunting on our courtyard.
Probably not a great idea.
No,
you know?
No.
Is that a bullet that came through the living room, honey? Jeez Louise.
Mike, you want to feel old? Pat Benatar turned 70 today.
Wow.
She doesn't look 70.
And I didn't realize
this. We have
a lot
of stories about her.
Yes, I didn't realize she won Best Female Rock Vocal Grammys in 81, 2, 3, and 4. Mm. She is a four-time Grammy Award winner.
Dream maker, love taker, don't you mess around with me. You better run. You better hide.
Also, she had the second video ever played on MTV.
And also had a relationship with two disc jockeys we know really well.
Yes.
And my old boss at the bike shop.
What?
Oh, that's right.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
She got around, apparently.
She really did.
If, I'm just saying.
If it's even remotely true. Wow.
Isn't that an easy celebrity to be like, yeah, we had a fling?
Well,
you guys can confirm.
It makes more sense for the disc jockey.
You don't hear it about others.
No, you don't.
You don't. It makes more sense for a disc jockey than a guy at a bike shop.
Yeah, Kevin was a weird dude.
Yeah, well, he wasn't able to get a record played, though.
He was a groupie, though. Yeah, he was there.
But you mentioned the second video on MTV, watching the 60 Minutes with Harry this past Sunday, Mike. They had a piece on Hans Zimmer. Did you see it?
Yes.
Fascinating. I love that. I love scores. I have a channel. I have multiple channels that are just music, movie scores.
If he tours in the U.S. again, because I looked, he's just completely in Europe right now. Would you travel for that? I would travel for that show.
I don't know how far, but it's interesting you say that because I looked behind. Michael was sitting in the kitchen, and I said, Michael, you play piano. Look what this guy does with his musical knowledge. Would you go see him perform some of his scores? Yeah. And Michael said, oh, absolutely. Oh, so cool. It's funny. Maybe, we discussed that. I thought the same thing. Yeah. I'd go see that in a heartbeat.
I look forward, and I was literally licking my lips when I saw what he had done with the sampling of the orchestral stuff. Because that is the old... That's the old notion of a Mellotron that was used in the 60s, but brought...
Where you take real music
tapes,
and you use it in a computer. Can you imagine what he's able to do with that?
It was so fantastic to watch.
And because they are quality, digitally recorded pieces of music, he literally produces the scores right there the way they're going to sound.
Yeah, because in that technology in the 60s was always breaking. The tape would literally break because they were loops. Think of like 88 cart machines in a row.
It's not only the musical ability. We're talking about Hans Zimmer, by the way.
Yes.
The guy that's done multiple soundtracks, more movies than I can count.
Over 150.
Not only is he a musical genius, but he is also a technological genius.
Yes.
That he's able to weave this together. I could sit there for 9 hours and watch that man.
But Mike, you're like that with anybody involved with Kung Fu Panda.
Yes, I'll skip that one. That one, did that make your heart sink a little
bit?
Yeah,
right?
Come on.
I was just like, oh man, what a genius. Whore.
Yeah, he needed the rent. Let's close with this. This was on Instagram. A little girl in Great Britain was writing a Christmas letter to her teacher. And she brings up something that the mom found rather surprising. The letter was never delivered to the teacher.
Right, Rosie, what is that you're writing to a teacher? What does that say?
Blame your thoughts on the children.
And why are you writing that to a teacher?
Because that's rude.
He blames his farts on the children.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, he blamed the teacher does.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Timothy, I cannot believe you did that in the first row again. What a horrible. All right, today, children, would you please get out your textbooks? We are going to have our first lesson of the day. Winthrop.
Oh, Mr.
Winthrop, that is positively disgusting.
Mr. Zimmer. That's all I've got.
Hans. Oh, my God, Hans. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. We're going to talk about the smash hit Yellowstone.
Mm.
And, in my opinion, it may have jumped the shark.
Ah.
You know, when guys do too many projects, that's what happens. We got to see you tomorrow. So be safe, and we'll be back with a brand new episode. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, along with The Bloom Room, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
So crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
Shut your pie hole! We're working here!
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working!
The man said if you didn't leave, we'd bury you here. Fine, we'll leave. I don't want you to leave. I want you to dig.
I think I just wrecked myself.